bird of, am I not fallen away vilely since this last action? Do I not bait? Do I not dwindle? Why, my skin hangs about me like an old lady's loose gown. I'm withered like an old apple, John. Well, I'll repent, and that suddenly, while I'm in some liking. I shall be out of heart shortly, and then I shall have no strength to repent. And I've not forgotten what the inside of a church is made of. I'm a peppercorn, a brewer's horse. The inside of a church. Company. Villainous company hath been the spoil of me.
Sir John, you are so fretful, you cannot live long.
Why, there it is. Come, sing me a bawdy song. Make me merry. I was as virtuously given as a gentleman need to be. Virtuous enough. Swore little, diced not, above 7 times a week. Went to a bawdy house not above once and a quarter of an hour. Paid money that I borrowed 3 or 4 times, lived well and in good compass. And now I live out of all order, out of all compass.
Why, you are so fat, Sir John, that you must needs be out of all compass. Out of all reasonable compass, Sir John.
Do thou amend thy face, and I'll amend my life. Oh. Thou art our admiral. Thou bearest the lantern in the poop. But 'tis in the nose of thee. Thou art the knight of the burning lamp.
Why, Sir John, my face does you no harm.
No, I'll be sworn. I make as good use of it as many a man doth of a death's head or a memento mori. Oh. I never see thy face, but I think upon Hellfire and Dives that lived in purple. For there he is in his robes, burning, burning. If thou wert any way given to virtue, I would swear by thy face. My oath should be, by this fire, that's God's angel. Ah. But thou art altogether given over, and wert indeed, but for the light in thy face, the son of utter darkness. When thou ranst up Gad's Hill in the night to catch my horse, if I did not think thou hadst been an ignis fatuus or a ball of wildfire, there's no purchase in money. Oh, thou art a perpetual triumph, an everlasting bonfire light. Thou saved me 1,000 marks in links and torches walking with thee in the night betwixt tavern and tavern. But the sack that thou hast drunk me would have bought me lights as good cheap at the dearest chandlers in Europe. I've maintained that salamander of yours with fire any time this 32 years. God reward me for it.
S'blood, I would my face were in your belly.
God have mercy, so should I be sure to be heartburned. How now, Dame Partlet the Hen? Have you inquired yet who picked my pocket?
Why, Sir John? What do you think, Sir John? Do you think I keep thieves in my house? I've searched, I've inquired. So has my husband. Man by man, boy by boy, servant by servant. The tithe of an heir was never lost in my house before.
You lie, hostess. Bardolf was shaved and lost many a hair. And I'll be sworn my pocket was picked. Go to, you are a woman. Go.
Who, I? No, I defy thee. God's light. I was never called so in mine own house before.
Go to, I know you well enough.
No, Sir John, you do not know me, Sir John. I know you, Sir John. You owe me money, Sir John, and now you pick a quarrel to beguile me of it. I bought you 12 shirts to your back.
Dowlers, filthy dowlers. I've given them away to baker's wives. They've made bolters of them.
Now, as I am a true woman, Holland, of 8 shillings an ell. You owe money here besides, Sir John, for your diet and buy drinkings, and money lent you, 24 pounds.
He had his part of it, let him pay.
Eh? Alas, he's poor, he hath nothing.
How? Poor? Look upon his face. What call you rich? Let them coin his nose, let them coin his cheeks. Oh. I'll not pay a denier. What, will you make a yunker of me? Shall I not take mine ease in mine inn, but I shall have my pocket picked? I've lost a seal ring of my grandfather's worth 40 mark.
Oh, Jesus! I've heard the prince tell him, I know not how oft, that that ring was copper.
How? The prince is a jack, a sneak-up. S'blood, if he were here, I would cudgel him like a dog if he would say so. How now, lad? Is the wind in that door, i'faith? Must we all march?
Yea.
2 and 2, Newgate fashion.
My lord, I pray you hear me.
What sayest thou, mistress, quickly? How doth thy husband? I love him well. He is an honest man.
Good, my lord, hear me.
Prithee, let her alone and listen to me.
What sayest thou, Jack?
The other night I fell asleep here behind the arras and had my pocket picked. This house is turned bawdy house. They pick pockets.
What didst thou lose, Jack?
Wilt thou believe me, Hal? 3 or 4 bonds of £40 apiece and a seal ring of my grandfather's.
A trifle. Some 8-penny matter.
So I told him, my lord, and I said I heard your grace say so. And my lord, he speaks most vilely of you, like a foul-mouthed man as he is, and said he would cudgel you.
What? He did not.
There's neither faith, truth, nor woman, nor did me else.
There's no more faith in thee than in a stewed prune, nor no more truth in thee than in a drawn fox. And for womanhood, Maid Marian may be the deputy's wife of the ward to thee. Go, you thing, go.
Say, what thing, what thing?
What thing? Why, a thing to thank God on.
I am no thing to thank God on. I would thou shouldst know it. I'm an honest man's wife. And setting thy knighthood aside, thou art a knave to call me so.
Ha! Setting thy womanhood aside, thou art a beast to say otherwise.
Say, what beast, thou knave, thou?
What beast? Why, an otter.
An otter, Sir John? Why an otter?
Why? Well, she's neither fish nor flesh. A man knows not where to have her.
Thou art an unjust man in saying so. Thou or any man knows where to have me, thou knave, thou.
Thou sayest true, hostess, and he slanders thee most grossly.
So he doth you, my lord, and said this other day you owed him £1,000.
Sirrah, do I owe you £1,000?
£1,000, Hal? A million! Thy love is worth a million. Thou owest me thy love.
Nay, my lord, he called you Jack and said he'd cudgel you.
Oh, did I, Bardolph?
Indeed, Sir John, you said so.
Yea, if he said my ring was copper.
I say 'tis copper. Darest thou be as good as thy word now?
Why, Hal, thou knowest, as thou art but man, I dare. But as thou art prince, I fear thee as I fear the roaring of the lion's whelp.
And why not as the lion?
Well, the king himself is to be feared as the lion. Dost thou think I'll fear thee as I fear thy father? Nay, and I do, I pray God my girdle break.
Oh, if it should, how would thy guts fall about thy knees? But, sirrah, there's no room for faith, truth, nor honesty in this bosom of thine. It is all filled up with guts and midriff. Charge an honest woman with picking thy pocket? Why, thou whoreson, impudent, embossed rascal, if there were anything in thy pocket but tavern reckonings, memorandums of bawdy houses, and 1 poor pennyworth of sugar candy to make thee long-winded, if thy pocket were enriched with any other injuries but these, I am a villain. And yet he will stand to it. He will not pocket up wrong. Art thou not ashamed?
Dost thou hear, Hal? Thou knowest in the state of innocency Adam fell. And what should poor Jack Falstaff do in the days of villainy? Thou seest I have more flesh than another man, and therefore more frailty. You confess, then. You picked my pocket.
It appears so by the story.
Hostess, I forgive thee. Go, make ready breakfast. Love thy husband, look to thy servants, cherish thy guests. Thou shalt find me tractable to any honest reason. Thou seest I'm pacified still. Nay, prithee, begone. Now, Hal, to the news at court. For the robbery, lad, how is that answered?
Oh, my sweet beef, I must still be good angel to thee. The money is paid back again.
Oh, I do not like that paying back. 'Tis a double labour.
I am good friends with my father and may do anything.
Rob me the exchequer the first thing thou doest, and do it with unwashed hands.
Do, my lord.
I have procured thee, Jack, a charge of foot.
Would it have been of horse? Where shall I find one that can steal well? Oh, for a fine thief of the age of 22 or thereabouts. I'm heinously unprovided. Well, God be thanked for these rebels. They offend none but the virtuous. I laud them. I praise them.
Bardolph.
Yea, my lord.
Go bear this letter to Lord John of Lancaster.
Huh?
To my brother John. This to my lord of Westmoreland. Go, Peto, to horse, for thou and I have 30 miles to ride yet ere dinner time. Jack, meet me tomorrow in the Temple Hall at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. There shalt thou know thy charge, and there receive money and order for their furniture. The land is burning. Percy stands on high. And either we or they must lower lie.
Rare words! Brave world! Hostess, my breakfast, come! Oh, I could wish this tavern were my drum.